Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord loves us, and the Lord is there for us. And His heart is towards us. He speaks to us from the heart, from His heart to our heart, the heart of God. And He tells us things that we can treasure. The Word of God is the greatest treasure. Beautiful stones, stones and precious metals. Those are wonderful. But there's nothing compares to the words that God speaks. Receiving God's word is a greater treasure than any amount of wealth. Because by the words of God, living by the words of God will cause greater wealth to form upon your life. And the enemy has been trying hard to hide all these facts. And I'm here to tell you that all of God's words is greater than any treasure. Only if you treasure it. But the words are there if you want to receive them. Now, when it comes to the individual people in God's house, in the body of Christ, nobody is insignificant. If you look at people from a worldly standpoint, people can seem insignificant. Satan doesn't value people. He always tries to topple people, do greater. That's what preeminent people do. That's how they think. But everybody that Jesus washed in His blood, there are no insignificant people. And what you see when you hear people speak God's word, sometimes people look at the outer man. And the outer man can be a wreck compared to Jesus Christ Himself. But God is looking at the heart. And those who are trying to do God's will, God knows the background of a person and what they've gone through, what one person may be struggling to attain, somebody else may already have attained that part of their life. But they had a greater beginning than the person that's still struggling. God is looking at the heart. People come to the Lord as they are, where they are, and they grow from the point that they meet Christ. And God is working with them. And so many of God's words have been overlooked because people look at the outer man just like Samuel did. The prophet Samuel, he tried to anoint all of David's older brothers, and God said, none of these. And then he asked Jesse, do you have any more sons, any more children? He said, well, David, we left him in the sheep field. He was still out there with the cattle, with the sheep. And Samuel made him go get him. And we won't sit down till he comes. And he stood there waiting on the king to come so he could anoint him. God looks at the heart, and He always looks at the heart. No matter what you see a person do or say, God is looking at the heart. And while people are seeking the Lord, before their life is all polished up, while Jesus is still working on them, they believed on Jesus. He's their Savior. And when He speaks a word through them, they may struggle to deliver it, but the word is still good. That's why I don't discount anybody. There are no insignificant people in God's house. The enemy attacks people at their level to hinder them. And sometimes their ways, if you look at their ways, you may not receive their word. But their ways will heal over time. We all have ways. Some people are more shy. Some people are quiet. Some people talk too much. But when they seek the Lord, anybody, the Lord is working with them, and He'll give them the words they need to give others. God can cause them to say what's necessary. And they may do a lot of talking to get the point across. And they may struggle to do it. But you have to listen to what's being said. Sometimes people say, well, they're just getting started. I don't have to listen to them. That's thinking like Satan. Satan thought he could put himself over other realms that have taken the time to learn and grow. He thought he could just bully his way up the ladder. And nobody can do that. Some people, they may start off struggling in areas you've mastered, but they still have something from God. There's something about God they understand well. And sometimes they're at a point where God can deliver a message through them that nobody else, He can't use anybody but that person. And some people say, well, what is this preacher talking about? I've seen it happen. People that appear to be just starting out have said some of the most amazing words, and it was the Holy Spirit. Sometimes when I'm speaking, the Holy Spirit just put my words together for me. The anointing of God. See, with the anointing, you have God's ability to perform and finish a specific task. It's not just you. God is helping you. And God's trying to get a word through a person. And they may not remember all the scriptures tactfully. They may try to use scriptures and use part of a scripture, but the thought can still get through them. They may not know where the scripture's found. And older and wiser preachers may say, well, they don't know what they're doing. If you harden your heart at any time, you can miss the point. God can get the point across through people that are just starting out. God can get a point across through children. God can get a point across through old people, even people with Alzheimer's. He can cause a person to say what you need. If you listen, you'll hear Him. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and they follow me. Now, I seek the Lord. I've been seeking the Lord for a very long time. And I know His voice. And when He speaks to me, I listen. And I listen, and I hear Him. Sometimes people have a revelation and they struggle to deliver it. But they got the revelation, and you have to bear with them. It's all about love. It's all about love. When you love people, you're for them. Now, loving parents that love their children, if their children do something that they shouldn't, they don't stop loving them. If they make a mistake, they don't stop loving them. If they try to do something and just flat out fail, they try to help them out because they love them. But if it's somebody they don't like, they just don't care. That's not God's way. That's not God's heart. There are no insignificant people in God's kingdom. God even valued old Cain after he wickedly killed his brother. He punished him. Actually, Cain punished himself because he set spiritual debt on his life. He killed a man. Not just a man, but his whole generation. Now the earth won't produce fruit for him. And he was a vagabond. He knew how to grow good fruit, but he murdered his brother out of jealousy. And then when he realized it and thought about it, he repented. People can repent. And God was still for him. He said, Lord, if somebody find me, they're going to kill me. And the Lord put a mark on him so nobody could kill him. God loves us. He valued Cain's life after what Cain did. He didn't like what Cain did. But see, man can't handle sin. If you trust sin, you're going to have problems. If you trust sin on any level, you're going to have problems. If you listen to sin and receive it, it's going to cause you many problems that you can't undo. But if you trust the Lord and seek His face, you will be able to do all that's in God's heart. And sometimes the key ingredient you need is in the mouth of babes. There are no insignificant people in God's house. All of us are very important. All of us have something to say, an original point of view, inspired by God. In our design, and also according to the gifts that God gives us, the anointing that He gives us to deliver. See, when you follow Him, my friend, and you're listening for Him, you'll hear His voice in many people of God. And you can see the potential that people have sometimes. Sometimes people they can understand things, certain things, certain facts faster than others. That's a design of God. Anytime we all believe on Jesus Christ and we grow from glory to glory, when we grow from glory to glory in Him, we become more refined. See, if a person start off, can't get their thoughts together, they got a revelation, but it take a lot of words just to get it out. And they struggle to get that revelation out. As they spend time in the Word and allow the Lord, when they become more receptive to the voice of God and more refined, they become more refined. Their emotions become more stable, and they can believe them. And as they believe in what they're doing, they can say it with fewer words and get the same thought across. Now that's what people expect when they hear a prophet speak. But some prophets or some people who God chooses to use, they may struggle to get a point across, but you have to listen and bear with them, just like you would your child. And focus on what is said and not the person that God is using. Focus on what God has inspired them to know. Focus on receiving the word. And bear with, pray with them. Pray with them. Pray with them. I listen to preachers preach, and when they speak by the Holy Spirit, it's wonderful. When they speak from their training, it's not as good. And I'm talking about some of the things that people learn in their seminaries. They preach that too. But what's of God is of God. You can tell. If you know the word, it stands out. The word of God always stands out. It's remarkable. And see, in the world, people, in the worldly way, people don't expect a person that without status to speak God's word. I've heard of some preachers, they'll say, well, nobody around here needs to give me a word. That's not God's heart. They only look for people that they approve. But God, there are no insignificant people in God's house. And pride always causes them to fall, and they always mess up. Before people mess up bad, they always adopt pride. Sometimes the people that God sends to you to speak your word, that can be your key ingredient. And if you walk in pride, you're not going to get where God wants you to be. I've experienced these things. I've seen it happen over and over to my sadness, over again. I want to see all of God's people thrive. And you can't thrive rejecting God's word. You have to receive the elements you need. God is going to help you get it. And sometimes he has to use people that the world don't approve of. Amos said, I was a picker of sycamore fruit, and I tended sheep. He didn't go to the first class seminary, but he was a prophet, and he spoke boldly, and he spoke key things. He was the only one that I know of that said, how can two walk together except they be in agreement? Now look at the insight from a man that picked sycamore fruit, mulberries. He knew something. Everybody, so it is with everybody, there are no insignificant people in God's house. I rejoice when people get saved. The angels rejoice when one sinner gets saved. Because now the treasures that God put in them at creation can be refined. And they've seen it happen more than we do. Because they watch people's whole life from beginning to end. And when those things are, see, there are treasures in you. The gospel activates every treasure you have. Every ability you have is activated. Well, I became a mechanic. I didn't know that I had a gift to do that. My dad bought me a go-kart, which I'm very thankful he did. And I was 9 years old, he bought me a go-kart. Friend of mine, Joe Pratt, turned it over and broke the carburetor house. Well, it became temperamental. I had to always work on it after that. And I watched my dad's friend fix it. And I did not know how the engine worked. But I saw what he did. I learned the name of some of the parts, but I still didn't know how it worked. And I did what I saw him do. And whenever it wouldn't work, I learned what to do. I still didn't know how it worked. And I would fix it. And it would run. And my friends would be amazed. How did he do that? I could take things apart and put it back together. If I take something apart, I could put it back together. My dad bought me a radio. And the wire came loose from the battery. And I kept looking at it and playing with it, and I connected that wire and it started working. And he said, that boy fixed that radio. That's a gift. Now, when I was in the ninth grade, a physical science teacher, she taught us how the engine worked. And everything I did as a child made sense. And I went on to study engines. My sister was working at Carver High School, so I went over there and learned from Mr. Ray. Alto Ray, how to fix cars. My teacher's name was Alto Ray. And I learned to fix cars from him. I learned how the engine worked, the transmission. And then I wanted paper, so I went to Bessemer State Tech. And I learned it. I learned it well. I made good grades because that was my interest. And I would meditate on how the engine works in my mind. I would rehearse every system, the oil system, the charging system, the combustion chamber. I rehearsed how everything worked in my mind. How to time an engine. I'd rehearsed it in my mind over and over again to refine the gift that God had given me. And I can listen to a motor and know what to do. I can listen to an engine, and I can tell and know what's going on. You have to refine the gifts that God gives. And many times when God uses a person, he's using them according to their individual several ability. And the more you seek him, you'll find him. When you listen for him, you hear it. If you critique people, you're not listening. You're being a judge. But when God has so much to say through his people. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord.